There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
With you here from the battle for Atlanta, 64-59, the final. Wisconsin wins it over USC here today in thrilling fashion. Chucky Hepburn with a big steal at the end and lay-in to give Wisconsin the advantage by five, and it would hold on from there. Just a real quick reminder, next time you make a journey to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry and scoop up a Brewpub Latsa Matza Pizza, the official frozen pizza of UW Badger Athletics. Brewpub pizzas loaded with over half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and also available in your local grocery store. Well, Andy, this was a big win for this team. It's a really good week down here in the Bahamas. Team got better over the course of these 3 days.
Oh, absolutely. Two good wins over two good teams that are probably both tournament teams at the end of the season, and a kind of pseudo win that we won the game, but we didn't win the game against Kansas because a couple of calls that were ridiculous at the end of the game. But anyway, really a good few days. Kids, go out on the beach, have some fun this afternoon, enjoy the water. What a great trip for them. And, you know, Tuesday you got Wake Forest coming, so you better get ready quickly. So, yeah, it was a great win for the guys. We saw a lot of contributions from a lot of different people, and it might not all show up on the score sheet at the end, but Isaac Lindsay played five great minutes at the end of the first half. The babyface assassin, 4 for 6 from three. He makes one every single time we need one, it seems like. So this is going to be a fun team. I hope people at home get behind them. This is going to be a fun year of basketball.
You talked about, hey, they get to go enjoy the beach a little bit. It really makes a big difference when you win a game like this. I mean, you can still go out on the beach, but you're thinking about the game and you're frustrated with something that happened. They can really enjoy their last moments here in the Bahamas.
You know, I think, you know, Coach Guard so stresses defense, and we hang our hat on that. We've been a good defensive team for the last 20 years. But the fact that you held a really good high-scoring team under 60, the Badgers are now 68-8 under Greg Gard if you hold your opponent under 60 points. That's pretty darn amazing. So it's going to be one of those years. There's not going to be a lot of wiggle room. There's going to be a lot of games we're going to see like this, but we've got some guys that aren't afraid to throw it up there at the end of the game. Chucky definitely isn't afraid to do it.
No.
And Tyler can put his head down, go to the rim. Steven can do his thing. We got a lot of guys that can get it done, and it's going to be fun to see how they handle a lot of these tight games as the season goes forward.
More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Put a little love in your heart.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I have been in people's houses on Thanksgiving morning before the fire trucks have left because Grandma forgot to turn the cranberries off. Nobody's fault. It just happens.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And then we'll be in their kitchen, putting things back, boarding windows up, winterizing the house, making sure everything is good as quickly as possible. We've been there Christmas Eve, been there New Year's Eve. That's kind of the way we do business.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Black Friday is here at Menards, and we've got the perfect present for your loved ones. Relax your aching muscles with a new Impact Massager. Get it for a steal, only $19.99. Take your game to the next level with a new gaming chair. It's comfortable and only $59.99 after sale price and rebate. Hurry into Menards this Black Friday for more great deals. Doors open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
64-59, the final, Wisconsin over USC, and a little preview of a future Big Ten matchup here today in the battle for Atlantis. Badgers improve to 5-1 with the victory, and Chucky Hepburn was so great in this game today. Andy, 17 points on 7 of 13 from the field. The big steal, of course, at the end, but a lot of other guys contributed in a lot of different ways. I thought Stephen Crow played one of his better games today. He's only 3 for 10 from the field, 8 points, but he had the 7 rebounds, and I thought he passed the ball really well from the post.
He did. He's a wonderful passer, and I think he showed some toughness. I mean, as Steven matures in his career, and I think we will see it later this year, he's going to be a real problem. He's starting to feel the weight and the strength that he added. I think he's starting to understand how he can use it. But all in all, there were so many contributors. I mean, Isaac Lindsay was great. Jordan Davis, after really struggling yesterday against Kansas, really played a good, solid game, gave him some great minutes, got some good rebounds. A good steal for a layup in the second half. I mean, and then Connor was great. I mean, all in all, it was a good performance and only had 8 turnovers. That's, you know, against a really good team that put some pressure in the half court on them. All in all, it was a great team win.
Well, when we continue, we'll run down the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Back with you from Imperial Arena here in the Bahamas. Let's take a look at the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. Coppin State is at Maryland later tonight. Nebraska and Memphis will play coming up later on today in Orlando. 25th-ranked Iowa is taking on Clemson in Florida at the Emerald Coast Classic. Lafayette at Penn State in University Park. Lindenwood in Champaign taking on 16th-ranked Illinois. And a really good matchup out in Portland. 24th-ranked Purdue taking on Gonzaga, who is, of course, 6th in the country. And then Oregon is taking on number 12 Michigan State in the Phil Knight Invitational. That game is also in Portland. Indiana, a winner earlier today at Assembly Hall over Jackson State by a final score of 90-51. Coming up next, our calls of the game as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a network of more than 300 family-owned stores and are locally run by some of your own friends and neighbors. Every day, we work hard to provide you with all the automotive aftermarket parts and accessories you'll ever need. Name brands, too, like Champion, Seafoam, Wix, Lucas, Mobil, and more. The auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. So thanks again for shopping locally at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger Postgame Show.
Back with you from Imperial Arena here in the Bahamas as the Badgers win it 64-59 over USC here today. Let's listen in to how it sounded. Low block to Tyler Wall on the left side. Now back out to Klesman. Lindsey open for a deep three, and that one's good. Isaac Lindsey from about 24 feet buried it. And the Badgers by two, 34-32. Pass to Wall on the right elbow. Puts it on the floor. They'll double team him. Pass nearly taken away, but Crown gets it back. Feeds Wall. Spins on the baseline. Goes up high off the glass for two. Oh, what a strong move by Tyler Wall.
Beautiful spin.
Backing in on Morgan. Finds a cutting Wall all the way to the glass for two. And he's going to the line. Flexing his muscles as he ends up on the floor at the end of the play. Tyler Wall. Rebound for the Badgers. Running the floor. Wall trying to go coast to coast. Euro step off the glass for two.
Just put your head down and go to the hoop. That away, Tyler.
Crowell will set a screen. Hepburn won't use it. Spins to the left. Step back. Deuce is rattled home by Chucky Hepburn. With the ball on the inbound. Now Peterson. Hepburn seals it from him. Hepburn into the front court. Hepburn all the way off the glass for two. Chucky Hepburn with the defensive play of the game. 64-59, 7 seconds remaining. Boogie Ellis, long range three, in and out, no good. Rebound goes to Jordan Davis. 2-1-0. Greg Gard with the fist pump, and the Badgers win a thriller in the Bahamas. 64-59. It was a fun one here today. What a thrilling 3 days of basketball for the Badgers here in the Bahamas. We're back to wrap things up right after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 46. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 30. Daytime highs approaching 54. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
And the Attorney General's office and hamstring the executive branch here in the state of Wisconsin just because Wisconsin voters picked them over your candidate. And that is what Robin Voss is trying to get at there. Is, it sure would be nice if Governor Evers had a better working relationship with us. But if you don't talk about that lame duck session in 2018 before the start of Evers' term, I don't know what you're talking about then. So Voss apparently upset that Evers hasn't had a better relationship, even though he started off the relationship by slapping him in the face. And so this is what the Republicans' plan is. Not investing in education, not addressing the high cost of childcare, not addressing healthcare expansion and delivering Badger care to more Wisconsinites. Not any of those things. Republicans in Wisconsin want to take a $6.6 billion surplus. And they, as Scott Bauer wrote it in this AP piece, want to eliminate tax paid by businesses and lowering income taxes for the most wealthy filers. That's the Republican agenda for this upcoming session. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 46. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 30. Daytime highs approaching 54. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tangents. If you want to join the conversation, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. You can call or text. If you want to see what we're up to here at Civic Media, check out the website. Go to civicmedia.us. You can see all the shows, the stations. You can sign up to learn more about what we're working on and be the first in the know of any new stations that may be popping up in your neck of the woods. 844-967-2789. That is the number to call to share your tangent with me on this Tuesday afternoon. And we're discussing Wisconsin headlines. The Wisconsin GOP's plan to do a tax cut over once in a generation. Historic tax cut with this surplus. And it's going to be a pretty interesting dynamic to see how these tax cuts come to fruition. It is also interesting to me that this is the first thing that Republicans pivot to post a midterm election that did not go as well as they thought it would. They were planning a red wave. I believe Robin Voss was hopeful that he could pick up a supermajority in the state assembly. That did not happen. It is divided government here in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin voters chose Tony Evers by roughly 90,000 votes over Republican challenger Tim Michaels. And the maps would look a lot more balanced, I believe, if they weren't some of the most gerrymandered in the nation. So tax cuts are the only thing that Republicans can really pivot to. It's the only thing that they got. It is their answer to everything. They're not going to actually address rising costs, the workforce shortage. They don't have any plan. The tax cut is their proposal to address workforce shortages. Voss and LeMahieu today saying that, oh, this historic tax overhaul, that will attract more young workers to the state of Wisconsin. Ignoring the fact that over the last 10, 12 years of Republican control of the Wisconsin legislature, they've been pursuing these tax cuts. They've had a lot of tax cuts in the time that Robin Voss has been in charge of the state assembly due to the gerrymandered maps. That isn't the answer to the growing crisis that we have for addressing the workforce shortage here in the state of Wisconsin. If it was, we would see better results by now. But by 2030, we're expected to lose 130,000 workers leaving the state. Tax cuts and overhauling the tax system for the wealthiest is not how you attract more workers to the state of Wisconsin. It just simply is not the answer. We would already be seeing better results from the tax cuts that Republicans have pursued over the last decade if that were the case. But they're not going to run on the big lie, it seems like, either. Robin Voss wants to distance himself from the former president. He wants to distance himself from the big lie here in the state of Wisconsin because that wasn't working out for winning elections either. And now we see that one of the key points of the Republican strategy, one of the gambles they took this election cycle that also did not pay off, is the Republican candidate to take over the Secretary of State's office. And that race was determined yesterday after the canvass finalized here in the state of Wisconsin. And GOP's State Representative Amy Loudenbeck conceded to longtime Wisconsin Secretary of State Doug LaFollette. This again over at the AP. Republican Amy Loudenbeck conceded defeat Monday in her bid to unseat Wisconsin Secretary of State Doug LaFollette. Final results from the November 8th election showed LaFollette defeated Loudenbeck by 7,442 votes, or about 0.29 percentage points. That's within the one-point margin for Loudenbeck to request a recount, but outside of the quarter-point gap that would have meant a free recount. Loudenbeck conceded after county canvasses ended Monday morning. And so Amy Loudenbeck was the second highest ranking Republican in the state assembly for the Joint Finance Committee. She left that seat to run for a statewide office that has been stripped by Republican lawmakers over recent decades to effectively prevent it from having any true authority in the state of Wisconsin. But Republicans ran on how awful the Wisconsin Elections Commission was in 2020. Republicans wanted to overhaul Tim Michaels, who did not begin his candidacy talking at all about 2020 until he was courting former President Donald Trump's endorsement. Only then did he start talking about the big lie. And then he made it a central portion of his campaign in the primary. And he said that he would do away with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which Republicans have repeatedly criticized and used as the punching bag to explain away not Donald Trump's loss in 2020, but it was the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the malfeasance there, the absentee ballot requesting process. That was the problem. Not any of the candidates' flaws in 2020. But Amy Loudenbeck, again, former second-ranking Republican on the Joint Finance Committee for the State Assembly, left that position for a statewide office because they wanted to overhaul the elections process away from the Wisconsin Elections Commission and put it in the hands of a partisan elected official such as the Secretary of State. And now that can't happen either. So again, tax cuts are the only thing that they can start talking about. It's their solution to everything, even when it wouldn't even address the problems they're saying they're trying to fix. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you want to join the conversation, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. Evan's working hard behind the scenes, making sure those phone lines are going. Just give us a call. We're going to talk a little bit here coming up about how to have the difficult conversations with maybe a QAnon or far-right extremist individual in your family when it comes to the Thanksgiving holiday. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're going to be right back. Let the love light guide me home. Let the love light guide me home.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Women hear a lot about sex.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Olivia. From Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security want you to have a safe and happy Thanksgiving season. They have shared these tips for smart travel, cooking, decorating, and heating during your holiday celebrations. Be a prepared traveler. Check travel restrictions. Get your flu shot before you go. Always wear a mask in public settings and have an emergency supply kit in your car. Protect your home against fire risks. Have working smoke and carbon monoxide alarms on every level of your home and change batteries twice per year. Practice smart cooking. Stay in the kitchen when cooking and turn pot handles toward the back of the stove. Heat your home safely. Keep flammable items at least 3 feet away from heating sources and turn off heaters when you go to bed. Decorate with care. Don't put decorations too close to a heating source. Use battery-operated flameless candles and water your tree every day. Thank you for listening to Civic Media on air or online. We are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 46. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 30. Daytime highs approaching 54. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Incumbent in that race. And we're going to shift the conversation a little bit to the holiday weekend. This is going to be my last live show of the week. Going to have William Walter fill in tomorrow. So my mind is, in preparing for today's show, was surrounding the Thanksgiving holiday. How to talk to loved ones about some of the tough issues sometimes. I mean, if, I don't know, Evan, have you had anybody in your life get kind of sucked into the QAnon?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The key is to, like, pass them the stuffing and mashed potatoes first, right? Like, their mouth is full most of the meal.
Is that the key?
That's the key. And you just pass that to them first.
See, holidays are always interesting. Because the nature of my work, everybody in the family knows about it. And so sometimes it can be difficult to talk with family members. The ones that agree will seek me out and be like, hey, yeah, I agree with you on this. Can you believe this shocking thing? Doesn't that upset you? And it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it turns into an enclave. You get to sort of commiserate, and it works out really
well.
Right,
you can discuss. But the other, when members of the family that say don't necessarily agree with me, they kind of they'll keep to their own areas, and I'm fine with that too. I'm more than happy talking about the Packers, the Bucks, what's going on in their lives, their kids, loved ones, anything like that. It doesn't need to be all politics for me, but it is interesting sometimes. And I don't believe anybody in my immediate or extended family is QAnon. I don't. So I haven't had the same experience as Evan, you, where I got to be like, okay, take the mashed potatoes and start
eating. Practically hear their adrenaline pumping. It's really amazing, man, when they're sort of gearing up for that confrontation, because that's what they make it. Let's be real, you know? You can see them vibrate. It's kind of amazing, you know? It really is.
I do have Fox News watching family members. I interact with them still. I always, you can still tell the different degree, I think, of somebody that just watches Fox News versus somebody that's down the QAnon rabbit hole. And just a good example, one of my family members, she was talking to me back in the 2020 cycle as things were heating up, and she knows my point of view. I know her point of view. We can be amicable. It's not a problem. And she started going off on, how can you like somebody like Cory Booker, who was kind of surging in the polls at the time? And so yeah. It's always interesting, because hearing the current events behind the lens of somebody that watches, say, the Fox News or is listening to the right-wing ecosystem, which is why we'll have CJ on from time to time to talk to him, see what those talking points are. But I had to put it together that Fox News must have been trying to downplay Cory Booker's presidency or making him seem like a villain in his run for the presidency, because I don't know if you've seen Cory Booker speak. I've got to meet him in person a couple times, and he's the most loving and
he's magnanimous. He's easy to listen to. He's great.
And so this family member is like, how could you support somebody that's so hateful like Cory Booker? And I was like, what are you talking about? And
literally,
so
yeah.
That's an example of different ecosystems, but like QAnon is like these conspiracies and goes down these really dark places, because as some psychologists have now talked to not survivors but recovering QAnon addicts, because that's what it comes down to is for a lot of people with QAnon, it's an addiction. It's not something that you stumble upon one day and then you're hooked. It's more of a, you build up a tolerance for it. You go and look for these things and you continue to see these very, very radicalizing sites that you're reading, quote unquote, the truth, and you're looking and seeking these news that's truth, and it's QAnon and it's all this conspiracy, and there's conspiracy adjacent, so it lumps in individuals part of the anti-vax movement and the flat earthers, and QAnon has kind of become this home for a lot of different individuals that are just seeking community.
Confirmation bias is also, so comforting, right? You pull up that web page and you see somebody telling you you're right.
Yeah, and a lot of that is a self-fulfilling cycle for the QAnon content. But an interesting aspect, Evan, and I don't know if you've had this experience with the individuals around your Thanksgiving table, but I was reading this piece over at Slate.com How to Talk to QAnon Loved Ones This Thanksgiving. And this was written last year, so it's a little bit outdated, but I think it's still very pertinent to how to have these conversations around the Thanksgiving table. And this piece is written up by Beth Goldberg, Millie Aurora, and Brendan Muha. And it discusses how QAnon is more of an addiction than individuals may be first inclined to think about it. And so identifying where your loved ones are coming from for their stance of Q is really the first step. Identifying if they are a all the way down, committed, down the rabbit hole QAnon supporter, or if they just casually see these things and they're like, oh yeah, I believe in that. That is something that sounds like what I believe.
Or the offshoot where it's like, I can hardly believe that.
Yeah.
Like, my goodness, have you heard about this?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to mock or anything like that. It hooks in to certain people, you know? It really, they almost have to be deprogrammed at a point.
Yeah.
You know, like intensive, you know, therapy.
Well, so, you have to have something to remove you from the addiction is what it is. Is you need to be, not cleansed, but you need to get it out of your system. And you need to stop going to those sites and you need to stop. But at the Thanksgiving table, that's not the place where that's going to happen.
Yeah, critical thinking isn't a staple of the Thanksgiving meal.
And so this article, again, over at Slate.com, How to Talk to Your QAnon Loved Ones This Thanksgiving, they say, how might you have to ask the question, how might I help them find an off-ramp? Because that's what's needed. A way out of this rabbit hole is what's needed for this loved one to not be going down these conspiracy theories. Because, in fact, just outright telling them they're wrong, fact-checking them, giving them a source of material that proves what they're trying to say is wrong, isn't necessarily the way to provide that off-ramp.
That's that fake news you're telling me.
Fake news?
That's fake.
Or they're just they find a way to twist it. Oh, well, that's what they want you to believe, and they twist it back into the conspiracy theories that they are espousing. And so you need to find out what kind of off-ramp you could offer your loved ones when they are espousing these QAnon conspiracy theories. A big one is that you got to ask them how they believe that happened. How do you believe what you're telling me happened? And pulling on that thread, as Brian likes to say with the big lie, okay, well, how did those absentee ballots get manipulated? How did they get tallied? How were there fraudulent votes in the election? And when you pull on threads like that and ask them for details and they get into it, it's harder for them to respond when they don't have those details. So providing an off-ramp is huge. But the biggest thing is to be mindful of the perils on the journey out.
Yeah, because it's like an event horizon. You get to the point where you believe that JFK is coming back and you're camping out in Dallas for weeks at a time. You know? You get to this point where
you're going to MyPillow rallies and conferences. And
it's abusive. It really is.
And part of the way out for some individuals is realizing that there are people grifting off of it. Finding out that there are people that are monetarily gaining from the nonsense that is being put out in these conspiracies, that is part of the way out for some people. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're talking about how to talk to your QAnon loved ones this Thanksgiving. It's coming up in 2 days. So it's kind of one of those age-old traditions now. Since 2016, how do you talk to your family members that may have voted for Trump, that may have voted for Trump both times in 2016 and 2020. We've been having these conversations and what to do around these holidays, better part of the last 6 years. If you want to join the conversation, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. We're going to head over to the phone lines. We've got our friend Joe in Madison calling in. Joe, what's on your mind this afternoon?
Both of the last half hour and this one are great subjects. I would say quickly that the best way to help people talk at the Thanksgiving table is to make it very easy for your loved ones. Tell them, look, we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes, and it's okay to go, boy, I got kind of shanghaied by that person. It really is okay. Because I think what happens is that people harden. They feel bad that they've perhaps made choices that haven't worked out so well. So my offer in for people would be to say, look, you know, we've seen what Trump is like. Not so good, really not so good. So it's okay to say that didn't work out. I would love to comment, though, on that, if we can just return for 1 second to the $6 billion that we have just sitting there.
$6.6 billion.
Yes. Okay. Pardon me. And it's, I want to make sure that for me, the understanding has always been that the heartbeat of growth in your economy is small business. It's growing small business that will lead to bigger businesses, that lead to industries. And so that's the Republican plan to give tax cuts to wealthy people. It doesn't work that way. The people who spend money are people on the lower and middle end of the strata, not people at the top. They find places overseas to park their money. They have no need to put it back into this state. They can take it anywhere in the world that they want to. So I would say small business is the heart of the economy. And you saw that list those stats better than I can as to what Evers did during the pandemic to spend money with small businesses and the effect that had in terms of giving our economy a boost after that walloping of the COVID pandemic. So I would say you got $6 billion, okay. You put it in education. You put it in loans and grants to small businesses. Like, all get out and see how it goes. And let the rich bequeath to you things that they may want to bequeath to build a library or whatever. But that's where their contribution is, not in shaving off even more of an advantage than that they've had under Republican rule. I mean, now's the time with this money sitting here. And in terms of Voss saying, gee, we haven't had much conversation with the governor. Well, you know, Robin, there's this thing called a phone. Pick it up. You have your arm's not broken. Pick it up. Call the governor and sit down with him. But to put it all on Tony, not after the way he's treated him. So that's my two cents. Thanks a lot, you guys.
No, we appreciate the phone call, Joe. Really, I do. And I hope you have a great Thanksgiving weekend and the holiday coming up. It's interesting to see as well that the conversation about having the record surplus, not a whole lot of people are talking about how well the small businesses around the state are still around and contributing to the local economies and the state economy because of the historic investment in small businesses and entrepreneurship that the Evers administration did throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican-led legislature, they called it shop. First week of March this year, and the first week of April in 2020. So they're not doing a whole lot of legislating to address these problems. The Evers administration has been stuck doing it themselves for a lot. And for Republicans to be like, oh, well, we're going to take this historic surplus, $6.6 billion, and just cut taxes for rich people, just shows that they haven't been paying attention and they don't actually have solutions to address these problems. So appreciate your phone call. We're going to continue the conversation, how to talk to loved ones this Thanksgiving holiday. We're going to get back to the phone lines, 844-967-2789. But before that, we got to take a quick break. You're listening to Dueling Tangents. We're going to be right back.
I want to talk to the Trump supporters.
Right? No, you don't.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge-watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking. Whatever, whatever, whatever gets you talking.
reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false. The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. Always like to let the Foo Fighters ride a little bit when they're bringing me in. But folks, you're listening across Civic Media. You can follow this network on Twitter, at Civic Media US. You can follow the show on Twitter, at Dueling Tangents. Go to the website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about what we're doing here across the state of Wisconsin. You're listening to this program across the Civic Media Network. In Madison on Devil Radio, in Waukesha on the Shaw, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, Lake Air in Amory, and radio from the center in Richland Center. If you want to join the conversation, share your tangent, 844-967-2789. We are discussing how to have the difficult conversations with maybe QAnon or far-right loved ones at the Thanksgiving table coming up this week. And the piece that I was reading from, I'm going to finish that up before I head over to the phone lines. I do see you waiting. We're going to get to you before the end of the show, I promise. But the end of the piece over at Slate.com of how to talk to QAnon loved ones this Thanksgiving, I'm going to read the conclusion. It's easy to rush to judgment when people close to us become persuaded and even radicalized by misinformation. Debating and debunking them will boost tension at Thanksgiving dinners for some families across this country. But we have insights for how to bring a more nuanced understanding to those conversations. We can do more to investigate what need Q is filling for its believers, and then help our relatives or friends who are committed supporters and more casual followers of the movement to get unstuck on their journey out of the rabbit hole. And so if you want to read the full piece, again, it's over at Slate.com. How to talk to your loved one, QAnon loved ones, this Thanksgiving. Let's head on over to the phone lines for maybe a tangent or something else on this topic. We got Tom in L.A. calling in. L.A., Tom, what's on your mind this Tuesday afternoon?
Hey, guys. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and it does include all of us. That includes even the QAnon relatives. And I would also say that, you know, you sit down with them and you ask them, you say, look, this past election, do you think it's reasonable, or do you think it's right that we have so much money in politics? Because money in politics, from what I have found, is the one area where we can agree whether you're on the progressive left, if you're on the right, in terms of how much money is being spent on elections. $17 billion. Aren't you sick of all of those commercials? Aren't you sick of all the, you know, that kind of stuff? So these people might wake up a little bit to the fact that politicians are being bought off. And I think that's a real good conversation to have with your QAnon relatives, because you don't play into their game of, you know, food fights. literally saying. You know, you basically take
hopefully
it
there's
out
no actual food flying across the Thanksgiving table.
Exactly, literally. But, you know, being able to sit there and say, what do you think about money in politics? How much money do you think, you know, there should be in a political campaign that's given to a candidate? You know, something where you're asking open-ended questions, maybe they can actually think about it and they can, you know, see that, look, it's the conservative Supreme Court that actually made it so you have legal bribery. It is the conservative Supreme Court that brought out Citizens United. You know, I mean, you can explain to them what Citizens United is. Barack Obama did a great job at one State of the Union when he said the worst case decided was Citizens United. The problem was he didn't tell us what Citizens United meant. And I don't think there's a lot of people that understand what it means.
Yeah.
Also, I would love it if you guys had a countdown clock in terms of how many days the legislature, the Republican legislature, has not met in Wisconsin since we know it was March is the last time they met. It would be kind of cool to actually have a countdown clock each day of how many days these lazy politicians don't show up for work and how we all have to. I don't think that's another thing that the QAnon or the right wing even know about, that the Wisconsin legislature hasn't shown up since March. And I would think that, you know, for a lot of us, and also play the you know, the war on the wealthy.
You got a lot of requests going on this afternoon, Tom. But yeah, I think the a clock of the countdown from when was the last time this session was had would be very interesting, because there were not many days here in 2022 that the Republican-led legislature went in and actually did what they are elected to do. And so I believe that needs to be talked about. But when it comes to the loved ones and having the conversations around the Thanksgiving table, I think you're absolutely correct. Finding issues that you can find common ground on is an excellent way and can serve as an off-ramp for some of these individuals that may be down the QAnon rabbit hole. I'm going to squeeze in one more caller quick here before the end of the show. We got Jesse and Madison calling in. What's going on this Tuesday afternoon, Jesse?
Hey, bud. Thanks for having me on. Happy holidays. Hey, I just want to say real quick, yes, it's important to be armed with the skill set and the tools you need to try to engender a productive conversation, but it's really important to understand that at the end of the day, it's not our responsibility to, you know, educate people, because the information is out there. And if you do, you know, your honest best trying, it is totally ethically and morally okay to cut people off. Unfortunately, I mean, I've had to do that in my own life too. And it's not a decision one typically takes lightly. You know, there's a process, everyone's process is their own, but, you know, sometimes for your own emotional, protection, sometimes you just need to set boundaries and say, you know what, we've tried having this discourse. We don't have to agree on everything, but it's clear you're not discussing things in good faith. And at some point, you need to protect those closer around you from toxic elements in your broader family. And I'll leave you with this. That saying, that old saying, blood is thicker than water, is commonly misattributed.
Mm-hmm.
The longer thing is the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb. And that means that the people who identify with your values are actually your real family, more in a sense, though, that people who just happen to be randomly related to you.
Sure. Appreciate that that quote, Jesse. And yeah, there's absolutely some interesting dynamics and tough dynamics that have to be discussed at the table. And sometimes, as you pointed out, those get there. But for a lot of people, we're trying to draw them back from the individuals. That sometimes it is just, hey, did you look at this issue this way? Rather than telling them, no, you're flat out wrong. And having the conversation is a good way to get them out of the rabbit hole. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, civicmedia.us. You can see all the podcasts library there. William Walter going to be filling in for me tomorrow afternoon. We will talk to you next week. Have a great holiday weekend.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.